Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the Equippers International podcast, where we're studying the book of Romans. We're in chapter 13. In this episode, we're going to be looking in verses 11 through 14 to end the chapter. Let me read those verses. Do this, knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone, and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lusts. Well, Paul ends this chapter with a call to sober living, is the way I'm going to call it. He says, look, we need to be aware that we live in dark days. He uses the analogy of darkness and light, and he knows that in the darkness is where evil deeds are performed, and he exhorts the believers to walk in the light, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't make provision for the deeds of the flesh in regards to its lust. Live in a way that glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that the days we live in are evil. They are dark days. I believe these words were true when Paul wrote, and I believe they ring true today. It's a timeless exhortation for believers to be of sober mind and make good decisions on how they conduct their life in an evil generation. Now, simply with those comments made, let's talk about one specific characteristic of these verses. It's something that hasn't really come up yet in the book of Romans, and it's not really something that Paul's going to go into depth in, but he is going to go into more depth in this topic in other letters, which eventually one day maybe we'll get to that if I continue to podcast into some of other Paul's epistles. We have to understand that there's a unique characteristic in the minds and thoughts of the apostles that was directly linked to Jesus's ministry in their generation. Now, this opens up a large topic regarding the end times and how we interpret what I would call eschatological passages. But let it suffice to say, if you read the epistles of the New Testament, the writings of the apostles, those that ministered subsequent to Jesus's ministry on earth, they wrote many times in an attitude of urgency toward believers. Now, I believe that urgency in a general sense was oftentimes rooted in just the urgency of being Christian in the society, doing the right thing, that we should always live with this awareness. And I believe there are some timeless truths there. But I also believe that there was a very specific, unique awareness of the urgency of the times in which they lived. I personally believe that the prophetic ministry of Jesus, specifically in the Olivet Discourse found in Matthew and in Mark and in Luke in different forms, where Jesus prophesies about the coming events, and he ends those prophecies and he says, "This generation will not pass away until these things happen." I believe the listeners, subsequently the apostles, reflect back on those words and they know that there are still yet some very significant things to happen in their lifetime. Now, many of those things are not recorded in the Bible that we have, and I'm not saying that we should write more Bible and add it to the back of our Bible, but you hear the urgency, you hear the references coming out in the writing of the apostles to the New Testament church. There are very urgent now time references to how we should conduct ourselves in this time, because the day is approaching, and it was the day of the Lord. It was the day when the vengeance of the Lord would be executed upon the house of Israel. Now, I don't have a lot of time to go into all this, but I just want to highlight how this influenced the apostles' thinking and how many of the references to urgency, and you see it in these verses. Paul says, we know that salvation is nearer to us now than when we believed. Well, what salvation was he referring to? Was he referring to just a general sense that salvation has a future element to it? Well, that's true. Salvation does have a future element for all of us. I mean, we're saved now. But we will be fully saved at some point in the future. We'll die and we'll be resurrected and we'll experience the fullness of our salvation. But I'm not sure that's exactly what Paul was saying. He's saying that there are some imminent things that are on the horizon, literally just a few short years ahead. And he's saying to Christians, be sober, be aware that there are dark times coming. If you go back and you read historical accounts, specifically the church historian Josephus, he was a Jewish historian that lived contemporary to Paul. His writings are very descriptive and very non-opinionated one way or the other. He was not a Christian. He was just a very significant historian of the time. According to Josephus, this was a time period where the fabric of society had literally become unraveled. There was so much debauchery living in the culture at that time. And that's the condition in which that region of the world found themselves. And I know that it sounds very accusatory, even toward religious people of the time, but Josephus draws a picture that is not pretty, that people had thrown off all restraint, whether they were pagan or whether they were Jewish, it makes no difference. The society was falling apart. They were very much in hopelessness in regards to the condition they were living in relationship to the Roman Empire. They didn't have much hope, and so they had thrown off all restraint. And so that's why Paul is specifically telling the believers of his day, come on, watch out, be aware that there is a lot of bad stuff going down, and we need to persevere because there are some difficult times on the horizon that are coming, and we need to be the light in these times. We need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and don't succumb to the flesh and its lust like those around you. So I believe this is a very specific reference to the time in which Paul and his readers were living. Does it have timeless application? Yes, I believe it does, but it also has very specific time-constrained application to Paul in the first century. So I just wanted to point out that dynamic. We're going to see that develop more and more as we move through some of Paul's letters, hopefully in the future. I do have intention to continue to podcast through Paul's letters. I don't know the timeline on all that, but we're going to get to it, and you're going to see more in what we call these eschatological passages in Paul. You're going to see a very present day urgency, and I believe that that was for good reason. I don't know what perception Paul had in his mind about what was going to take place 2,000 years later, but I know he had a very strong perception in his mind and in his spirit about what was taking place then in his lifetime. So I just wanted to point that out and bring a little bit of insight into Paul's comments here. But let it suffice to say, whether then or now, Christians need to be sober in spirit and in mind. We need to be cautious to live in a way that glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ and reflects to the world that we are different. We are people of the light, and we don't participate in the deeds of darkness, but that we make no provision for the flesh and its lust, and we walk in a way that honors the Lord. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.